Joined now by the Galway under 14 ladies football manager, Pádraig Kilcommon. Pádraig, first things first, congratulations, Connacht champions.
Thanks a million. Great day, girls performed mighty today. Even against the wind in the second half, they were just brilliant, to be honest with you.
With the new format here in Connacht too, and Mayo with a few games in them, and you were coming in very, very cold, you'd always be a bit nervous there too, but there was no real signs of nervousness. They got on with the job at the very start.
I think myself, I was probably more nervous than they were, because I was more conscious of it, because like not playing matches actually brings the team on. Training, you can do all the training all you want, but matches bring teams on. And I was just afraid that they weren't going to play together as a team, but to be honest, they, from the get-go, they were on the ball, they were running on the passes. It's just good training, I suppose. I have to compliment my selectors, Damien Craven, Kevin McDonough and Helen Lavin. Like, they had them ready for off today, to be honest with you. So they deserve the credit. I only do all the dirty work in the background.
But as you said there too, it's all you can do is deal with the system you have, and it's important to prepare very, very well. It looked like at the start you'd be disappointed with some of the wides there, but when Sarah Duffy got the first goal, and poor Marta Barrick was very unlucky to be denied by the crossbar.
Yeah, we were, and one of those days you think, okay, we're not getting the scores, and it's not going your way. But the girls just kept at it and at it and at it, and until the end of the game, I don't think they let up. I know Mayo had their few minutes; they're always going to have their few minutes. But I think we were on top in most places all over the field. And you mentioned Marta Bennick. Marta is Uachtarárd. She's a Croatian-born girl. I think she's only in Ireland 2-3 years. Like, you know, and for a girl like that to be such a superstar out there in the field, it's unbelievable. Like, you know, so. But they're all good footballers. I can't pick out any of them. There's 19 different clubs represented on the team. So, you know, it's not... It's all over the place. It's all over the county, you know, so...
We talked about the scores in the second part, but even as we mentioned about Marta there as well, and your half-back line worked hard, your full-back too. Like, I look at Jacqueline Glynn, for example, who was playing a Camogie match yesterday there too, and she put in a solid shift too. Across the field, she worked really, really hard.
Yeah, we had a couple of girls playing Camogie on Saturday as well, so I was a bit anxious about that myself. But, no, she was brilliant today. She, because the Mayo full forward is a good footballer, you know, but Jackie had her in her pocket for the whole day, you know, so...
You were building up the advantage within the two goals before half-time. I suppose at half-time you had effectively the job done. I know you wouldn't be taking that till the finish, but Gillian McGrath and Molly Mulrine, who had a very eventful afternoon, getting the two goals to make it 3-7 to 2 points at half-time.
Yeah, well, I suppose a bit more relief going in at half-time. My blood pressure had gone down after those two goals, in fairness. But when we started the second half, we got a point straight away from the throw-in nearly, and it sort of put it on the front foot again. Now, they got a penalty, in fairness, our keeper nearly got to it. She got a hand to it, and actually I have to compliment our keeper. She made Kira Fanny. She got two brilliant saves there in the second half when we were a bit under the cosh. But don't
We're just breaking up this interview for a moment for Pádraig to have a splashy time. So, Pádraig, I'll say first thing, we won't be keeping this going too long here, but that's part of the occasion.
Look, I don't mind. It's a bit of crack, you know. I don't mind it. It's great that they can do it with me, that they're comfortable enough they can throw it at me. I don't mind a bit. No, they're good girls now. And look, we have the All-Ireland semi-final to look forward to now. And we told them that before the match, you know, if we didn't win today, we'd have... Nothing. This would be the end of it. Today was the end of it if we didn't play it today. So now we're on for another couple of weeks anyway. So I'm sure they're delighted anyway themselves. But they put in such a performance. Such a team, like, you know. I don't know what else to say about them. You know, that's it. I can't say anymore. They're just good, you know. So, and they showed it out there today, you know.
Well, hopefully, Pádraig, they continue the case. We won't ask any more questions now, because after that, I think you deserve to go ahead and get changed as well. But
I didn't bring a towel.
No doubt somebody will find you one there too. But Pádraig, congratulations. Connacht champions, first part of hopefully three games in successfully defending the All-Ireland title is underway, and we look forward to seeing you again in 3 weeks' time for the All-Ireland semi-final.
Thanks a million. Cheers. Come on. Cheers.